Dawn.
Hi.
How are you?
With her family vacation approaching, Amy had her oil changed.
That's right.
So did Dawn.
It's true.
But Dawn got hers changed on Sunday.
On Sunday?
At the mall.
The mall?
Where she shopped while she waited.
You got to shop?
That's because Dawn went to Sears Auto Center.
Wish I did.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center now through September 7th for our biggest Michelin event of the year. All Michelin tires are on sale at their lowest prices of the season. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry files election complaint. Democrat John Kerry's campaign filed a complaint today with the Federal Election Commission that charges the Bush campaign's been illegally coordinating with the group behind that ad that accuses Kerry of inflating his war record. The complaint cites, quote, recent press reports in the group's own statements. The Bush campaign denies the charges. Campaigns often file complaints with the FEC, but the agency rarely intervenes quickly enough to alter the course of a campaign. The White House today accused Kerry of losing his cool about the controversy. But a Kerry spokesman responded, quote, John Kerry's a fighter and he doesn't tolerate lies from others. A new ad released by those Swift Boat guys today, it selects quotes from Kerry's testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee back in 1971 about fellow soldiers in Vietnam. However, what the television ad does not show is Kerry's statement before those comments in which he said what he was doing is reporting what others said at a conference of Vietnam veterans in Detroit. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party launched a series of ads today to support Kerry's credentials to be commander-in-chief. Retired Air Force General Merrill McPeak, who endorsed President Bush 4 years ago, says in a new TV ad he'll vote for John Kerry this time. McPeak was Air Force Chief of Staff during the first Persian Gulf War. In Iraq today, aides close to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr negotiating the handover of an important religious shrine there. Earlier, militiamen loyal to him surrendered their weapons from the compound, but they stayed in control of the site. One American soldier dead, 4 others wounded after being ambushed in northern Iraq. Military officials say they were attacked with an improvised explosive device while on patrol in Samarra, about 60 miles north of Baghdad. Also, the military says 2 Marines killed in action earlier this week in Anbar province. Officials say they were killed in separate incidents over the past 2 days conducting operations west of Baghdad. As it stands now, 947 U.S. service members have died in Iraq since the conflict began in March 2003. A second prominent Democrat in Congress now says he's been singled out for extra security at airports. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia says it's because a name similar to his was on a so-called watch list maintained by the airlines. Lewis says he was not allowed to buy an electronic ticket and he had to show extra identification to security, which also hand-checked all of his luggage. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy says he had been stopped several times for pretty much the same reason. Homeland Security officials have since apologized to Kennedy, and Lewis says he's also complained to the Homeland Security Department, and he says he's even considered filing a lawsuit against Homeland Security. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Laura Flanders.
The Army's report on abuses at Abu Ghraib is about to come out, and the leaks say it lets commanders off the hook. But one person who's not off the hook is Joe Darby. The young reservist who blew the whistle on prison torture is in hiding. We'll talk to the sole reporter to speak with the Darbys about their fate and the abuse that is yet to come out. That and your chance to contribute a slogan for an RNC protest, that's on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday evening. Phone number is 866-303-2270. I need to tell you, though, it'll be a while before we start taking phone calls because there's a couple of articles I want to cover here that's going to require some talking on my part. Plus, I never thought one of the cable TV's most shameless media whores, as far as I'm concerned, would redeem himself. But Chris Matthews, old Tweety Bird himself, is to be congratulated on the way he handled the self-loathing Michelle Malkin on his program yesterday. We'll have the highlights for you a bit later in the program. The attack on John Kerry and the revisiting to the Vietnam War, I realize there's a whole generation of people out there now that the Vietnam War really doesn't mean anything, nothing at all. My generation kind of looks, and sadly so, but kind of looks at the Korean War the same way. It really didn't mean anything. I believe we lost 53,000 in Korea, 58,000 in Vietnam. But to my generation, Korea, yawn, what was that all about? There's a whole generation of people who look at Vietnam more or less the same way. Those of us who lived through that era, whether you were in the military or not in the military, the Vietnam years, which, by the way, was the longest war the United States was ever involved in, it was a defining moment. It was an entire decade, when the truth came known to the American public. It took hundreds of thousands of people into the streets. It took a psychopath like Richard Nixon. It took a liar like Lyndon Johnson. It took it was a horrifying, horrifying decade. And in that decade, tangential to the war in Vietnam, were the assassinations of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, on and on and on. The attempted assassination of George Wallace. It was an awful time. The people that say if you remember the 60s, you weren't really there, bat squeeze. It was awful. For this group of so-called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, which are nothing more than a collection of political hackers, liars, cheats, and sneaks who are attacking John Kerry, for them and the Bush administration to do what they're doing to John Kerry, I think shows the depth of the depravity that has been brought into our political system by the Republican Party. It's astonishing. It's astonishing what is going on. And here's why it's going on. A week before the Republican National Convention starts in New York, Bush is off at another break at his Crawford Prairie Chapel Ranch. And he's trailing John Kerry in polls in key states that would decide the election. If the election were held today, Kerry would get 316 Electoral College votes. 270 are needed to win the presidency. And Kerry appears to be holding his own against Bush, even though half the American public is still as grossly misinformed and as willfully ignorant as it could possibly be and still supports Bush. But one of the reasons Kerry is holding his own is because undecided voters are increasingly dissatisfied with Bush's job performance, top to bottom. Now, events that we don't know, an October surprise, more dirty tricks from these neo-Nazis, whatever it is, something could change. Something could make, could inject some event into the flow of this political season that could change the minds of voters before Election Day. But political analysts, almost to the last person, believe Bush has so far failed to defend his management of the economy, the war, and all of his actions in the past almost 4 years. So it's time to turn up the heat. It's time to unleash the vermin, the filth, the Karl Rove Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Now, the new ad that has not, I'm sure everybody's seen parts of it now, where these thugs sit there and talk as John Kerry gives testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, April 22nd, 1971. And these thugs sit there and say how betrayed they felt because John Kerry lists, enumerates, and talks about the atrocities that were committed in Vietnam. If you don't believe atrocities were committed, then you're a fool. Anybody who served in Vietnam, I did not, who came back, will tell you if you'd had enough drinks or if the person has finally unwound after 30 years, we'll tell you about those atrocities. And the atrocities were known 35 years ago. Now, the new ad from the Swift Boat Liars takes some of Kerry's testimony out of context. Well, I'm going to share with you just a little bit of it tonight. This was the Winter Soldier investigation. Kerry said, "We call this investigation the Winter Soldier investigation. The term Winter Soldier is a play on words of Thomas Paine in 1776 when he spoke of the Sunshine Patriot and Summertime Soldier who deserted at Valley Forge because the going was rough. We who have come back here to Washington have come here because we feel we have to be winter soldiers now. We could come back to this country. We could be quiet. We could hold our silence. We could not tell what went on in Vietnam. But we feel because of what threatens this country, The fact that the crimes threaten it, not communists, not red coats, but the crimes which we are committing that threaten it, that we have to speak out. And then he goes on to say, in our opinion and from our experience, there is nothing in South Vietnam, nothing which could happen that realistically threatens the United States of America. And to attempt to justify the loss of one American life in Vietnam, Cambodia, or Laos by linking such loss to the preservation of freedom is to us the height of criminal hypocrisy, and it is that kind of hypocrisy which we feel has torn this country apart. And later on he says, we found that not only was it a civil war in Vietnam, an effort by a people who had for years been seeking their liberation from any colonial influence whatsoever, but also we found that the Vietnamese whom we had enthusiastically molded after our own image were hard put to take up the fight against the threat we were supposedly saving them from. We found most people didn't know the difference between communism and democracy. They only wanted to work in rice paddies without helicopters strafing them and bombs with napalm burning their villages and tearing their country apart and killing their children. They wanted everything to do with the war. They wanted, particularly with this foreign presence of the United States of America, to leave them alone in peace. And they practiced the art of survival by siding with whatever military force was present at a particular time, be it Viet Cong, North Vietnamese, or American. We found also that all too often, American men were dying in those rice paddies for want of support from their allies. We saw firsthand how money from American taxes was used for a corrupt dictatorial regime in South Vietnam. We saw that many people in this country had a one-sided idea of who was kept free by our flag, as black Americans provided the highest percentage of casualties. We saw Vietnam ravaged equally by American bombs, as well as by search and destroy missions, as well as by Viet Cong terrorism. And yet we listened while this country tried to blame all the havoc on the Viet Cong. We rationalized destroying villages in order to save them. We saw America lose her sense of morality as she accepted very coolly a me lie and refused to give up the image of American soldiers who hand out chocolate bars and chewing gum. We learned the meaning of free fire zones, shooting anything that moves, man, woman, or child, and we watched while America placed a cheapness on the lives of Orientals. More in a minute.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Clinilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544. 1-866-244-5544.
Are you sure a big conservative man like you is comfortable having a liberal woman like me ask him out?
I'm fine. Just because I'm conservative doesn't mean I don't know how to act around a broad.
A broad?
The Republicans are coming to town, and we want you to have lunch with them. From August 30th to September 2nd, Time Out New York and Air America are sponsoring Take a Republican to Lunch Week.
Let's try to find a wait person. Do you see a wait person? This restaurant is always short on wait people.
Oh, come on. It's waitress or waiter, for God's sake.
People always bring God into it.
Visit Air America Radio. To find restaurants offering a 10% discount for all political antagonists. Then read up on the issues, make a reservation, enjoy your lunch, and phone Air America Radio to say how it went.
Would you like the soup or the salad?
Well, I...
Yeah, she'll have the soup.
You Republicans are always taking away our right to choose.
Remember, if their mouth is full, there's no room for their foot. So log on to airamericaradio.com and join us for Take a Republican to Lunch Week. Make the fat cats even fatter.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Past the hour, we are going through some of John Kerry's testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, April 22, 1971, in response to the filth put out there by Karl Rove's hit squad, the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. They have a new ad. It hasn't been released to television yet, but you can see it on the internet, and it's been played on various media outlets, where John Kerry, in his testimony, on the day that we are quoting his testimony, certain lines have been lifted out of context, and then these thugs who work for Karl Rove comment on what Kerry says. Let's go back to the testimony. This is Kerry. We, referring to the soldiers in Vietnam, we watched the U.S. falsification of body counts. In fact, the glorification of body counts. We listened while month after month we were told back... We were told the back of the enemy was about to break. We fought using weapons against these people, which I do not believe this country would dream of using were we fighting in the European theater, or let us say a non-third world people theater. And so we watched while men charged up hills because a general said that hill had to be taken. And after losing one platoon or two platoons, they marched away to leave the high ground for the reoccupation by the North Vietnamese, because we watched pride allow the most important of battles to be blown into extravaganza, because we couldn't lose, and we couldn't retreat, and because it didn't matter how many American bodies were lost to prove that point. And so there were Hamburger Hills and Khe Sanh's and Hill 881's and Firebase 6's and so many others. Now we are told that the men who fought there must watch quietly while American lives are lost so that we can exercise the incredible arrogance of Vietnamizing the Vietnamese. Each day, to facilitate the process by which the United States washes her hands of Vietnam, someone has to give up his life so that the United States doesn't have to admit something that the entire world already knows, so that we can't say we've made a mistake. Someone has to die so that President Nixon won't be, and these are his words, quote, the first president to lose a war, end quote. We are asking Americans to think about that. Because how you ask a man to be the last man to die in Vietnam? How do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake? But we are trying to do that, and we are doing it with thousands of rationalizations. And if you read carefully the president's last speech to the people of this country, you can see what he says, and says clearly, quote, but the issue, gentlemen, the issue is communism, and the question is whether or not we will leave that country to the communists, or whether or not we will try to give it hope to be a free people, end quote. But the point is, they are not a free people now under us. They are not a free people, and we cannot fight communism all over the world, and I think we should have learned that lesson by now. And it goes on and on and on and on. John Kerry's statement that these lying vermin who work for Karl Rove and the Republican National Committee, the so-called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, the lead spokes thug for, was hired by Richard Nixon. Yeah, I'm talking about O'Neill. Hired by Richard Nixon to be the chief apologist for the slaughter of 58,000 Americans and 2 million South Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians in that horrible decade-long event known as the Vietnamese War. And not more than a year and a half ago, in Hanoi, on a stage, in an old burlesque house, dressed up like a clown and a fool, Colin Powell, the Secretary of State of the United States, a former colonel in the Army who helped cover up the My Lai massacre, went dancing across the stage while the audience, the Asian audience of Japanese and Koreans and Vietnamese and Chinese, laughed and giggled and applauded at Colin Powell's performance. That's what 58,000 Americans and 2 million Southeast Asians died for. And John Kerry came back in 1971 and tried to point it out. A combat veteran. And millions of people took to the streets in this country to demonstrate to end the war. And we had thousands come back, American soldiers battered and wounded and psychologically brutalized by a policy that could not prevail. By a government that was insane. Dick Nixon. And Kerry sat there, a lieutenant, and tried to say, don't you understand what we're doing? And the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, these oily, squirmy, filthy, filthy employees of Karl Rove now sit there and drag up something that the American people have already forgot. Haven't we forgot Vietnam? Who cares that 58,000 died? Who cares 250,000 were wounded? Who cares? Who cares? Only when it can be used as an election tool by these Republican bastards, every one of whom dodged the draft, hid out, got their deferments, and ran like the scared cowards that they were and still are. Have I mentioned tonight how much I despise these people? The Toledo Blade won a Pulitzer for their series Buried Secrets, Brutal Truths, about the Tiger Force, the slaughter, the systematic eradication of men, women, and children for sport. And Swift Boat Truth, whatever these scum are called, are still operating. Damn them. Damn them.
The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. Hmm? You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's 1 week from the convention when the Republicans pour into New York. Will it be a noisy celebration like Simon and Garfunkel in the park? Or will tight security make it the sounds of silence? Will city officials be able to build a bridge over these troubled waters? So here's to you, Mr. Bloomberg. A city turns its angry eyes to you.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Perhaps the most important lesson that I learned in Vietnam
is that you cannot confight a guerrilla war with conventional forces.
That's what you learned in Vietnam, huh? No, you didn't. You lying snake. What you learned in Vietnam. What you learned in Vietnam. What you learned from Vietnam was how to distort and lie and use the facts against an honorable candidate for President of the United States, John Kerry. The scumbum. The Toledo Blade newspaper won a Pulitzer for their series exposing Vietnam atrocities. Three Toledo Blade reporters. The atrocities were committed by an elite U.S. Army fighting unit in the Vietnam War, the Tiger, Tiger Force, that killed unarmed civilians and children during a seven-month-long rampage. Now, in war, because the nature of war is to kill people and destroy things, everybody commits atrocities. War is an atrocity. This generation is committing their atrocities in Iraq. There's no way to avoid that because war is a filthy, vile, dirty business. I defy you, I challenge you to tell me any war that we, the United States, has fought since 1945 that meant anything. There have been none, or there has been none, not one war. Some of the headlines from the Toledo Blade from that series. Tiger Force answers still elusive. For 37 years, former Army journalist Dennis Stout has waited for answers and justice after witnessing members of an elite platoon in Vietnam kill unarmed civilians. That's from May 12, 2004. February 15, 2004, investigators will question ex-GIs about killing spree. In a case that has reached the top levels of the Pentagon, military investigators will begin interviewing former soldiers of an elite platoon accused of slaughtering scores of unarmed civilians in the Vietnam War. From October 22, 2003, elite unit savaged civilians in Vietnam. It was an elite fighting unit in Vietnam, small, mobile, trained to kill, known as Tiger Force. The platoon was created by a U.S. Army engaged in a new kind of war, one defined by ambushes, booby traps, and a nearly invisible enemy. October 22, 2003, rogue GIs unleashed wave of terror in Central Highlands. For the 10 elderly farmers in the rice paddy, there was nowhere to hide. The river stretched along one side, mountains on the other. Approaching quickly in between were the soldiers, an elite U.S. Army unit known as Tiger Force. October 27, 2003. 7 years after leaving Vietnam, James Barnett broke down. Haunted by the killing of civilians, the former Tiger Force sergeant invited Army investigators to his home to offer a surprise confession. Same day, in the newspaper, October 22, 2003, Song Vae Valley, Vietnam, incense smoke rose over the grave as Tam Hau knelt on the grassy mound. Hands trembling, she prayed quietly to the uncle who stumbled upon the soldier so long ago. Like so many others, he didn't survive. From the same article, demons of the past stalk Tiger Force veterans. For Barry Bowman, the images return at night. The elderly man praying on his knees. The officer pointing a rifle at the man's head. The shot, that piercing shot. Before it's over, the old man drops to the ground, his body twitching in the blood-soaked grass. Dennis Stout was a soldier caught between the ethics of his job and surviving in an unforgiving army. As a military journalist, he watched platoon soldiers force 35 women and children into a pasture in the heart of Vietnam's Central Highlands, where they were systematically shot dead. 36 years after a U.S. Army platoon swept through the heart of Vietnam, torturing and killing civilians, a Vietnamese military official is investigating the atrocities to determine how many people died in the rampage. Ken Kearney said he joined the Army to fight communism, but he would face another struggle in Vietnam. Entering a special fighting unit in one of the country's most dangerous war zones, he watched in 1967 as his peers sliced ears from enemy dead and opened fire on unarmed villagers. By the time Tiger Force soldiers stopped firing their weapons, six people were dead, including two children. They weren't carrying weapons or dressed in enemy uniforms, but it didn't matter. They were living in a free fire zone. 36 years after their tours in Tiger Force, former platoon members still could be prosecuted for what happened in Vietnam, although legal experts say it's unlikely to happen. After watching Tiger Force soldiers execute an unarmed villager, Sergeant Gerald Bruner did the unthinkable. He raised his rifle with his own threat. He would kill anyone who tried to shoot any more civilians. After 4.5 years of investigating Tiger Force, the only soldier disciplined in the case was the one who brought it to the Army's attention. My Lai. Just before dawn, the ritual begins. People gather around stone statues, some whispering prayers, others crying. Every year, hundreds of Vietnamese travel to the memorial that marks the day the soldiers swept into the tiny village before sunrise. Sam Ibarra sat in the darkness of his mother's Arizona home, sobbing. Once a feared member of Tiger Force who boasted of shooting civilians, he was now a broken figure, haunted by images of the war. Hanoi. Responding to the Toledo Blades investigative series that an elite unit of American soldiers slaughtered hundreds of innocent civilians during the Vietnam War, a Vietnamese official said yesterday the country wants to put the conflict behind it, even though it caused much suffering. This is the crime of John Kerry. He came back and reported on this. He came back and talked about it. He came back and went before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and said essentially, do we not understand what we're doing here? We are destroying our moral force. We are brutalizing whatever ethical stand we can take on any issue, anywhere on the planet, because of what we are doing in Vietnam. We are slaughtering people. And he listed in his testimony example after example after example. These were not combat units facing other combat units. This was slaughter. This was butchery. This was murder. And for this, John Kerry is being accused by these swine, these slime, these vermin that constitute Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, a front group put together by this bald-headed little bastard Karl Rove, who would sell his own mother's heart and soul if it meant retaining his power. And the American public is going to sit back. The Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention are going to applaud this nonsense, these lies, this filth. How many of those VFW dudes sitting there on their fat asses listening to George Bush have their own secrets to maintain, their own atrocities to keep hidden? Huh? This is disgusting. This is what it's come to in this country? You want to drag up what happened? You want to bring back this vile, filthy assault on Southeast Asians perpetrated, started by Democrats, perpetrated by Republicans, indulged in by some of the most vicious, vile acts of war since the Japanese would slaughter people in Manchuria and Bataan. We haven't learned after all these years the shameful lesson of what we did. How many times do we have to look at 58,000 names on the wall in Washington? How many times, how many Americans sit down and think, well, there's 58,000 Americans there and 2 million names in Southeast Asia. And Vietnam continues to suffer while Colin Powell dances his round ass on the stage in Hanoi dressed like a hula woman. Why did those 58,000 Americans die? Why did the 2 million Vietnamese die? To stop communism, that's why. Newsflash. It's a communist country. I'm so sick of this. I'm sick of it. And the American public sits back on its ignorant, ill-informed ass, thanks to our news media, thanks to the cretins that who are charged to get the truth out there. We sit back, and 53% of us say, oh yeah, well, I still support George Bush. He's a real Christian. And the swift boat lying thugs, 55% as a result of the newest poll, 55% of these VFW morons now believe that George Bush is a better leader. 36% say John Kerry. What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. Swift. Vote veterans for truth. You lying little snakes. You're nothing more than a bunch of street thugs for Karl Rove. And you know it. You know it. You know it. Every one of you.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WEBEX.com.
New York City will be a circus with the Republican convention in town. Come out to a big top in the city that makes a big difference. Join Moby, Lou Reed, Louis Black, Cynthia Nixon, Kathleen Turner, and others in celebrating privacy, freedom, and a woman's right to choose at the Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th, 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171 for tickets today. Show the world that New Yorkers care about reproductive freedom and human rights. Step right up to Stand Up for Choice. Don't miss the show. Come to the star-studded Planned Parenthood Stand Up for Choice, the Big Tent Extravaganza, Monday, August 30th at 8 p.m. at the Beacon Theater. For tickets, go to www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171. That's www.ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent?
Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
About 9 minutes before the hour, John Kerry sat there in 1971 and reported the facts, as told to him by more than 150 Vietnam vets. Not cowardly little vermin like Dick Cheney and George Bush and Tom DeLay and the entire Republican leadership. No, men who were drafted, who were sent to Vietnam, who were fed the lies, who saw what was happening, who were appalled by it and came back, the ones who survived, and said, John, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what I saw. His comments that these swift boat vermin have perverted and prostituted were not his comments. They were not his opinion, as this lying ad implies. They were a summary of experiences as told to him by the vets he interviewed. Scott McClellan said today that Bush and Rove had nothing to do with the ads. The ones that accused Kerry about lying about Vietnam, about all this crap that these filthy animals have put out there. McClellan said, I do think that Senator Kerry losing his cool should not be an excuse for him to lash out at the president with false and baseless attacks. Really, Scott? Huh? On Thursday, yesterday, Kerry called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth a front for the Bush campaign, a charge the Bush campaign immediately rejected. It was not immediately clear to the New York Times what evidence the Kerry campaign was offering to support its accusation. Okay, how about this? How about this? Following press release was issued Friday afternoon, today, by the Florida Democratic Party. On the same day that the Bush-Cheney campaign repeatedly denied coordinating attacks with the anti-Kerry group Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, the Bush-Cheney campaign in Florida was promoting a rally in Gainesville for the group, a flyer being distributed at the Alachua County Republican Party headquarters, which doubles as the Bush-Cheney campaign headquarters for the county, promotes a weekend rally sponsored by Swift Boat Vets for Truth, Veterans for Bush, Alachua Bush-Cheney Committee, and others. Scott Maddox, chairman of the Florida Democratic Party, said, quote, "The Bush campaign has repeatedly denied any involvement with this group, but now we know the real truth. While George Bush falsely declares his respect for John Kerry's war record, his henchmen on the ground in Florida are attacking it under the radar." The Bush campaign has denied any involvement with the group. McClellan said Thursday, "We made it very clear that we will never raise questions about his service. We haven't, and we won't." Don't you think the Bush campaign's activities in Florida put to the lie simple Scotty's statement? The chairman of the Florida Democratic Party, Scott Maddox, said George Bush doesn't have a plan to rebuild America's economy or restore its respected position in the world. So instead of discussing the issues, he launches vicious attacks against Kerry's war record. The attacks themselves are false, and now we know that the Bush campaign's denial of involvement is false, too. Have I mentioned tonight yet how much I hate these people, huh? Have I? Have I? Have you? All together. Let's say it together. I hate these people. Are you ready? One, two, three. I hate these people. Now, let's go vote. And let's take 20 people with us. I don't give a damn if you have to rent a Greyhound bus. These monsters have got to be turned out of office. Every single one of them. They are destroying. Do you understand me? I don't care if you support Bush. They are destroying our system. They are injecting mud and filth and feces and lies and urine and vomit and dirty, filthy, coagulated blood all over into our political system. They are ruining it. They are destroying it. They've got to be removed, for God's sake. Oh, yeah, and 54% of Americans in a latest poll here continue to believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction before the United States invaded last year. I can't get my mind around the fact that Americans still believe this. I can't. Every single, even Bush's own people, everybody. There is nobody left except this psychotic Dick Cheney who says there were any weapons of mass destruction. And yet Americans continue to believe it. Why? Why? Because of Bush. Consistently equating the war on terrorism with the war in Iraq. And the fact that he now injects the word capability of building WMDs instead of actual WMDs doesn't matter when you are as dumb and as ignorant and as willfully stupid as these 54% of Americans who still believe, there are weapons of mass destruction. What the hell does it take? What does it take? The country has been absolutely, utterly destroyed. Where are the weapons? George Bush believes in Jesus Christ, and that's the first time we've had Christ in the White House, and Christ is my leader, and Christ resolves in Bush, and Christ is going to lead us through this, and Christ is going to come back, and Christ is going to brutalize people like that Malloy, that talk show host, and them Jews, and them Muslims, and them non-believers, and them Democrats, and them liberals, going to get them all, because George Bush believes in Christ, and the general said Christ put George Bush in the White House, and George Bush is a Christ-like man, and I love George Bush because I love Christ. And it just doesn't stop. and it just doesn't stop. All right, I've had my say. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and take your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Swift Boat ad number 2. The latest ad from that Swift Boat group released today. It selects quotes from Kerry's testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee back in 1971 about his fellow soldiers. What is not shown in the TV ad is Kerry's preface to those comments, in which he said he is reporting what others said at a conference of Vietnam veterans in Detroit. Instead, in the ad, a member of the Swift Boat Group wrongly calls the statements accusations John Kerry made against the veterans who served in Vietnam. A retired U.S. Air Force general endorsed President Bush 4 years ago says in a new TV ad by the Democratic Party this year he'll vote for John Kerry because the Democrat has a real strategy to make America safer. The ad featuring Merrill McPeak, released by an arm of the Democratic National Committee today. McPeak, Air Force Chief of Staff during the first Persian Gulf War, says in the ad, Kerry has the strength and common sense we need in a commander-in-chief. Kerry says today President Bush does not understand the difficulties of average folks. Kerry made the comments during the campaign stop early today in North Carolina. The Democratic presidential candidate telling supporters the president's tax cuts and disregard for average Americans are to blame for job losses in that state. North Carolina's lost over 160,000 manufacturing jobs since Bush took office. Kerry then moved on to Florida to tour areas hard hit by Hurricane Charley last week. The Bush administration is now taking the narrowest possible view of legal rights the Supreme Court gave to terrorism detainees while trying to fight off any new court challenges. Ultimately, the High Court will probably decide again on this issue. A trio of Supreme Court rulings back in June rejected much of the administration argument that it had power to detain possible terrorists for as long as necessary without charges or trial or access to the outside world. Some of what the court said is ambiguous. The justices didn't spell out how the government must comply. Perhaps most importantly, the administration has staked a bold position in federal court to erase much of what the lawyers for foreign-born men held at the prison camp in Cuba thought they'd won in the Supreme Court. Says one lawyer, their position is these people have no rights, which he says is preposterous in the face of very clear decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court. Charges of politics in today's terror indictments. Two of the suspects are already in custody in the U.S. and are being charged again, and the third suspect is at large overseas. A Hamas leader and two other suspected members of the Palestinian militant group indicted in the U.S. An attorney for one of the suspects calls the charges against them today, quote, politically motivated. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Plenilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
By taking lives now on DVD. First, he kills them.
All of these men have something that he desires.
Then, he becomes them.
That man's face is half gone.
The director's cut is more intense. And more riveting, with scenes you never saw in theaters.
I might be having a reaction to The Witness.
From the movie critics call the best film of its type since Silence of the Lambs.
You have something that I want.
Angelina Jolie.
Drop your weapon!
Taking Lives, available in the even scarier unrated director's cut. Now on DVD. Rated R version also available.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero,
for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero, value, variety, room.
The Food and Drug Administration, you think they're looking out for your health? Well, think again. These days, the FDA is doing what everyone in the Bush administration does, and that's look out for the corporate fat cats. I'm Mike Papantonio, and I hope you'll join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll look at a new FDA policy that says when you're hurt by a drug or a medical device, you can't even sue the company. We'll also examine the pathetic state of TV news right here on Ring of Fire this Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. To people who are listening who might have been offended by the last hour because of the intensity and the language that I used, I do apologize in that regard. I don't apologize for what I said. I apologize or how I delivered it. But if you were offended, I do apologize. You have to understand something if you were offended. You know, this was the defining event of my generation. It was the event that tore this country in pieces, and that was the war in Vietnam. You know, it was bracketed by the assassination of John Kennedy and the resignation of Dick Nixon. And in that 11-year period, it was just, for those of you who don't remember, for those of you who weren't born in 63 or who are little kids and everything kind of swirled across the tops of your heads, you have to understand, you know, and like so many in my generation, I had friends who avoided the draft. I had friends who were drafted. I had friends who volunteered. I knew people who left the country to avoid it. I knew people, myself included, who took to the streets to protest it. And across the spectrum, I had friends who came back proud of what they did. I had friends who came back horrified by what they had seen. It's an issue that should be perhaps debated and discussed quietly among groups of people who were there, and by there I don't mean Vietnam, but I mean there in the 60s and 70s. But to have this issue turned into a campaign attack by this monster Karl Rove and the pigs who are willing to work for him is beyond belief. It's just, Lee Atwater must be spinning in his grave. But this is horrifying. It is just horrifying. And for these Swift Boat veterans with their new ad that's only been released to the news media, claiming that these were Kerry's charges, when what Kerry was doing was repeating the testimony of people who came to the Winter Soldier organization, who came to Vietnam Veterans Against the War and said, look, I was there, this is what I saw, or this is what I did, or this is what I know happened. And for these Swift Vote thugs and punks to try to attribute this to Kerry is beyond redemption. They should be condemned to the worst hell that any Christian freak can imagine for their false witness. And one of the charges by one of these animals is that John Kerry shot in the back some boy running down a jungle path in a loincloth. They are pigs. They are vermin. And it is just beyond belief that this is what the Republicans have done to our political system. To have turned it into something filthy, something that the men who died in our nation's legitimate wars, if that's not an insane contradiction in terms, but for the men at mostly and the women who died fighting for freedom, and these pigs, these filthy destroyers of justice and truth and the Constitution and ethical behavior, they come along, these Republicans that are in existence now, and they destroy all of this. The disrespect that is being shown, I can't believe that I live in a time in the United States of America when pigs like these are allowed to snort and snuggle their way into our political system. And I mean the Republican Party hierarchy, and I mean all these hired and paid for hit squads and hit groups of cowards and liars and sneaks. I cannot believe it. I can't accept it. I hate it. I hate it with everything in me. That I live in a country whose political system has produced this. George Bush has destroyed this country. He's hell-bent on destroying it for his psychopathical religious crap. And we can't discuss that because we have to talk about the animals that are attacking John Kerry, the animals that are urinating all over the wall with 58,000 names on it. This is where I live. This is where you live, too, if you're listening in this country. This is disgusting. It's a disgrace. I sit here tonight, and I'll tell you, I am ashamed to speak the same language as these so-called Swift Boat veterans. I'm ashamed to salute the same flag. I'm ashamed to breathe the same air as these lying, sneaking thugs. So there's an awful lot of people out there who probably, you know, if you're 35 or younger, you know, it's like, what's the big deal, right? What the hell's a big deal? That was a long time ago in a land far away, right? It tore this country apart. And the Vietnamese are still dying. Agent Orange is still killing and maiming and disfiguring and deforming. Where are these Republican religious scum talking about the fetuses in Vietnam that are still being born headless and armless and legless, just like the ones that are being born in Iraq, headless and armless and legless because of depleted uranium? Where are these scum suckers about that issue? No, they will sit there and talk about John Kerry. I hate these people. But my apologies if the first hour of this program offended you because of the intensity of what I was saying or the language that I used. Somebody flipping across the dial, finding this program. Hey, Marge, look here. A man's going insane on the radio. Oh, what is this? Oh, never mind. He's a liberal. Yep. Oh, never mind. Hey, what's going on O'Reilly tonight? Okay. Okay. Phil is calling from Texas. Phil, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Man, I tell you got that right though. These dudes, they're full of hate, and the only way you can counter that, man, is to hate them right back. And what's up with this Michelle Malkin?
I had never heard of this woman until this issue came up. A lot of people emailed me, and then I think at Democratic Underground we got the link for the Chris Matthews hardball thing. I don't know what she's about. Here's a woman who would be put up against the wall in a heartbeat by some of these white right-wing Republicans. They would just take one look at her and say, well, what the hell is she? Is she some Negro or is she some Chinaman? What the hell is she? And they'd put her up against the wall and put a bullet in her head so fast you couldn't say, wait a second. So they've got another victim out there, willing, just like Alan Keyes, just like these people who get out there and apologize or be apologists for this criminal administration. I don't get it. I don't know anything about Michelle Malkin. All I know is she has got her 15 minutes of fame, and by God, she's going to run with it.
I saw her on Bill Maher last Friday, and then I read what she had said on the Matthews show, and then I heard that he had kicked her off. Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right after this break that's coming up right now, we're going to play it. We're going to play the part. It's 7 minute long interview. I'm only going to play a minute 48 seconds, but you'll hear it. So just stay tuned, okay, Phil?
I'll definitely do that.
All right, man. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate your call.
Hey,
you have a good weekend.
Mike. We're all behind you, man. Keep giving it to them.
All right, sir. Take care. Okay, quick break here. When we come back, we will play this. I don't know how good the quality is, but it's Michelle Malkin on the Chris Matthews Show. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. All right. Michelle Malkin is a columnist for the New York Post on the op-ed page. She's not a news reporter. That's one of the things that Michelle Malkin does. Thanks to Jason, our producer up in New York, who filled me in on my headphones here. I never had heard of Michelle Malkin. Anyway, she's got this book out that condones, justifies, and sucks up to the idea of internment, of locking people up without charges. We did it to the Japanese in 1942, when we locked up thousands upon thousands of Japanese Americans. We didn't lock up German Americans or Italian Americans that I'm aware of, you know, in huge internment camps out in the deserts of where? Arizona and New Mexico, wherever the hell it was. And we locked up, we'll never know, because of Ashcroft, how many Muslim people, of the people of the Muslim faith or Arab Americans in this country. So this woman, Michelle Malkin, apparently in her book, which I have not read, and will not, justifies internment camps. Anyway, here it is on Hardball. This is from last night. Chris Matthews, former Mayor Willie Brown was on also, but we're not going to do his part. This runs a little under 2 minutes. The entire thing was about 7 minutes long. But here's Chris Matthews and Michelle Malkin.
Are you saying he shot himself on purpose? Is that what you're saying?
Well, did you read?
I'm asking you a simple question. Are you saying he shot himself on purpose?
I'm saying that some of these soldiers.
I'm asking a question.
I'm answering it. Some
did
of
he
those,
shot himself on purpose?
Some of the soldiers have made allegations that these were self-inflicted wounds.
No one has ever accused him of shooting himself on purpose.
These were self-inflicted wounds.
No, are you saying these are he shot himself on purpose?
I'm saying that I
that's
read the book.
That's a criminal act.
I'm
Chris,
saying
that's
that
the most irresponsible thing.
Are you saying he shot himself on purpose? I want an answer, yes or no, Michelle.
Some of the veterans say that.
No one has ever accused him of shooting himself on purpose. I've never heard that. Tell me where that.
Self-inflicted wounds on
this show
February 19th.
It's not a show for this kind of talk. Are you accusing him of shooting himself on purpose to avoid combat or to get credit?
I'm saying that that's
are
what
you
some of these. I'm saying. Patrick Runyon and William Zeldonis
Patrick Runyon. They said he shot himself on purpose to avoid combat or to take credit
for
a wound.
These people have cast a lot of doubt on whether or not
that's
the
cast
wounds,
a lot of doubt is just complete nonsense. Did anyone
read
you
the
know?
Sense, did you read
I want a statement from you on this program. Say to me right now that you believe he shot himself to get credit for a Purple Heart.
I'm not sure. I am saying that.
Well, then why just say it?
Because I'm talking about what's in the book.
What is
I'm
in the book? Is there a direct accusation in any book you've ever read in your life that said John Kerry shot himself on purpose to get a credit for Purple Heart? On purpose. On purpose. Yes or no, Michelle?
In the February 1969,
Did they say it on purpose?
There are doubts about whether or not there was intense rifle fire or not. And I wish you would ask these questions of John Kerry.
I have never heard anyone say he shot himself on purpose. I haven't heard you say it.
Have you tried to ask John Kerry these questions?
If he shot himself on purpose? No, I have not asked him that.
Don't you wonder?
No, I don't. It's never occurred to me.
This is the kind of scum. This is the kind of filthy scum that's put out there. Now, if you could hear this weasel Malkin refusing to answer the question, there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of doubt. But to put that out there, that John Kerry, a self-inflicted wound. Now, I woke up this morning just in time to see Brian Lamb on C-SPAN's, Kathy, Washington Journal with this woman. And I didn't know what the hell I was seeing. You know, I'm laying there in bed in a fog and a daze. And here's Brian Lamb talking to this woman who's frothing at the mouth about Chris Matthews. So somebody at Democratic Underground sent me the link. And that's what we just, what we just played. Although you need to hear the entire 7 minutes. Willie Brown is in part of it. But it's this. This is what Karl Rove sticks out there for the 50% of the American public that wants to stay ignorant, that wants to stay stupid, that listens to Rush Limbaugh, that listens to the, who's the guy, O'Reilly? The O'Reilly Factor, who listens to the baby Jesus, Sean Hannity. All these people who are lying liars, as Al Franken says. And there sits Michelle Malkin. Repeating rumors, innuendos, lies, disinformation, misinformation, half-truths, untruths, scum and filth, dumping it, pumping it, injecting it into our political system. It's freedom of speech. It's political speech, and we will have no restrictions on that. Okay, that's fine. Why do the media? Why does Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander, why does Candy Crowley, why does the rest of these people, Brit Hume. Why do they sit there and interview these people as though they were legit, as though they were valid, as though they had something to add to this society, as though they had something good to say about their candidate, as though they had something honorable, ethical, moral to say? Roger is calling from, he's our bureau chief in where? In Vashon?
Yeah, Vashon Island.
Oh, that's right, Vashon Island. That's just hard for me to keep in my head. But hey, Roger.
10,000 island people were in the district of the good old Jim McDermott of Fahrenheit 9/11 fame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. First of all, Mike, why don't you pop another Prinivel or two before you pop a vein tonight? You're kind of...
Oh, I just get furious. I can't help it. I've got to put you on hold, Roger. I'll come back to you because we have to take a break here. I swear to God we'll come back right after this break. I'm going to get emails again from people who say, oh, my God, Malloy's going to have to up his lisinopril. No, not really. If I die behind the microphone, what a wonderful way to go, right?
Hey, come listen, Malloy. He's gonna bite the big one tonight, by God.
Nowadays, we call ourselves the bad news in comedy.
That's Randy Olson, director of Shifting Baselines Media Project.
Because most of the major news in the oceans is pretty much bad news. Every major ecosystem in the oceans today is much worse off than it was 100 years ago.
Olson should know. He's a former marine biologist turned filmmaker.
Now, the latest project we've done is this new public service announcement called the Tiny Fish PSA, really calling attention to a serious problem using a little bit of humor.
The future of fishing?
The game warden asked the fisherman, what'd you catch today? And the fisherman smiles proudly and says, we hit the mother load, and then holds up a stringer of tiny little 2-inch long fish.
Fish in the ocean today are much smaller than, say, 100 years ago.
It's all about losing perspective, and it's the failure to recognize change is what Shifting Baselines really is.
Catch them online at shiftingbaselines.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Biodiesel America. Biodiesel, clean burning, homegrown fuel. Find your energy freedom at biodieselamerica.org.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right! Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at airamericaradio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to airamericaradio.com and wear the air.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
An hour
allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley on Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. Actually, it's more like our favorites than the best, like our favorite gay congressman, Barney Frank, and our favorite media liaison for the Kerry campaign, Jim Loftus. How about Bob Baer, our favorite ex-CIA officer? Plus, some of our favorite comedy. Wow, it's one of our favorite shows on our favorite day of the week, Saturday. The best of Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour. This is Air America Radio. I don't know if I've said that tonight. I've just been too much in stroke mode. You are listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Back to Roger, our Vashon Island Bureau Chief. Roger, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to make a quick comment about what you've been talking about, the Swift boat liars for Bush. There's one thing that I wish people would keep in mind. That applies to so many things of this nature. Take the advice of Deep Throat. Follow the money.
Yeah, really.
So many things. There's all this complex stuff. This person said that. Nothing can be proven, blah, blah, blah. Boil it all down to very simply, who's funding it? Where's the money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And if people will do that, and if they will look at, well, do I want to believe the kind of people, the Texas Yahoo Republicans that are funding the liars for Bush, or do I want to take the side and look at the good things that the MoveOn.org people are putting out and the ads that they're doing? Which kind of people do I want to believe in? I think that kind of boils it down in a pretty simple way.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But anyway, if I could, what I called about was something else that might take your mind off the Swift boat stuff a little bit, because it might help to induce some paranoia about something else. I'll bet.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk recently about Bush's mental state, things like Bush on the Couch by Dr. Justin Frank,
right,
talking about Bush being a dry drunk and all
right,
the stuff that that implies. The Capitol Hill Blue Report talking about things like Bush's sudden outbursts and outrages and taking mood-altering drugs to try to keep him tamped down a little bit.
Right.
And his being attacked by a pretzel kind of falls into some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His falling off of a bike with the roads being the dirt being totally dry, and then the excuse was that there was a bunch of rain, even though there hadn't been any rain in Waco, Texas for a whole month. You add up all that kind of weird stuff,
mm-hmm,
and I just have to really wonder when Kerry wins the presidency, and between the time he wins and the time he takes office, I have a lot of concern about what a little, vindictive, petty, the person that has the emotional state of an adolescent at best, what kind of scorched earth stuff somebody like that named George W. Bush might do.
Well, that's a good concern. I mean, it's a valid concern, not a good one. It's a valid concern. George Bush, in his most lucid moments, is not qualified to be the president of anything. Not a baseball team, not an oil company, and certainly not the United States of America. So I think it's a valid concern, Roger, but I'll tell you this. I think the military in this country, the upper reaches of the military, just like they did with Nixon. I don't know how many people know this, but towards the end of Nixon's presidency, word went out, I think it went out from Kissinger, that if Dick Nixon called whoever he's supposed to call to launch nuclear weapons, the upper levels of the military were told not to do it, absolutely to hold off, to check with Kissinger or check with someone else. And it's gotten so bad, and I think there are so many people in the upper levels, I'm talking about flag rank of the United States military, in all branches, that they see this guy as a thug and a moron, and they also understand that the civilian leadership of the military is corrupted, totally corrupted, by everyone. I'm not going to go down the list of names, by all of them. And they also understand that this debacle in Iraq is something that the neocons got them into. Now, the fact is, throughout the history of this country, the military has been subordinate to civilian rule, but there have been many times when the military has come very close, in my reading of history, of saying, okay, we're not going to do that. And I think this is one of those times. So to address specifically what you're referring to, Bush's mental stability after he has his ass handed to him on November 2nd, I think the military in this country will not allow it to happen. There are people in the upper reaches of the military who are just as psychopathic as Bush, but I think the people who really control the troops will say, no, we're not going to do that. And if Bush gets out of control, there may need to be a temporary takeover by the United States military of this government until John Kerry can assume the office. That's how I feel. And I've thought about this. Because really? Like you, I think this guy is totally out of control. And the people behind him are out of control. And as anyone knows, these totalitarians, I don't care where they live, China, Russia, Germany, or here, they do not give up power willingly.
Yeah.
And I don't, I have my doubts if these thugs are going to give up power willingly. I think they've done everything they can to stack the deck, whether it's touchscreen voting or purging voter lists or putting out Swift Vote Veterans for Truth, all of this crap, or Michelle Malkin, or these vermin who have reapportioned states so that the Republicans retain control of the House and the Senate. They have made their moves, but I do believe, and I'm counting on and trusting the United States military, that if a civilian gets out of control, like George Bush certainly has the capability of doing, that they will step in and say, nope, no further, everything's under suspension until January 20th and John Kerry takes office. That's what I'm counting on, Roger.
Well, that's good. That sounds like a good analysis. I hope that's true. I think even if something, you know, Armageddon-like, you know, doesn't happen, I still think he'll probably find a number of things to do by executive order just to, you know, things that either will benefit him and his rich cronies, or if not that, just petty little things. He'll find a bunch of executive order kinds of things to do. Just to, you know, he'll think that, well, you know, those Democrats, they took off those W keys right before I came on board. Boy, let's see what kind of crap I can pull that makes that look like a walk in the park.
Yeah, there's no question that there's a possibility there. Roger, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
you have a good
weekend. All right, thank you, sir. You have a good weekend. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Tennessee. Oh, my God, I thought we lost him in the hurricane, but here he is. Brother Sky Blue, if you're not familiar.
I thought we lost you, Mike Malloy, in the great media purge of 2004. The last time I saw you, you were being treated very shabbily and escorted off the set on the Fox TV cable news network.
Yes, sir.
I was afraid you took them up on their apology and accepted their complimentary tickets to that Caribbean cruise to the beautiful island of Haiti.
No, I turned it down, Brother Sky.
Mike, you know, there's two forces in societies all over the world and through history. There's the political realm and there's the religious realm. For your new audience, if I might identify exactly who I am, Brother Sky Blue from world-famous Beale Street, the New Age pro-choice liberal Democrat born-again Christian. You know, Mike, you know that I'm after these war. First of all, I'm behind everything you said tonight on your diatribe about John Kerry. Hey, believe me, I'm up for John Kerry. I'm sitting here sucking on a bottle of...
A bottle of what? Where'd he go? Brother Sky? Oh, man. He must have disconnected himself or something. Brother Sky Blue, call right back in. Call right back in. Hurry up. Hurry up. Call right back in. See, when you're sitting there sucking on a bottle of... See what can happen. Come on, Brother Sky. While we're waiting for Sky, Kyle is calling from Florida. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Kyle.
Hey, I'm a big fan of your show, man. I love this thing. This is definitely one of the best Democrat liberal kind of talk shows that I've
Well, thanks, on. Kyle. Appreciate it.
I wanted to ask. You know, I think it's pretty clear to everybody. You know what's going on, as far as what Bush and Cheney and all of his boys are getting out of the Iraq war. But, you know, we had both a Democrat and a Republican in office during Vietnam. What exactly were, like, I'm only 19 years old. I didn't live through it.
Right.
What exactly did they expect to get out of that?
The conflict in Vietnam, to put it in very quickly, was just another chapter in the Cold War, the fight between capitalism and communism. And the truth is, the Vietnamese had been fighting for their freedom going back several hundred years. They were occupied by the Chinese. They were occupied by the French. They defeated the French at the battle at Dien Bien Phu in 1954, 1953. And this is after World War II. And the French left, but the Americans sent advisors as far back as the Eisenhower years. And as this so-called Cold War, as the contest got tighter and tighter and tighter between Soviet communism and American capitalism, the Truman Doctrine said that we would contain communism where it was at the end of World War II. We almost went to war over communists' attempt to take over Turkey, to take over Greece, to take over certain sections of Central and South America. So we finally did go to war where it concerned Vietnam. We overthrew governments in Guatemala, in Iran, legitimately elected governments. We assassinated the heads of state. We supported repressive regimes like the Marcos regime in the Philippines. It just goes on and on and on, Kyle. So the war in Vietnam was a meat grinder where we were willing to sacrifice 58,000 Americans and 2 million Southeast Asians for nothing, absolutely nothing. It was murderous, horrendous. My heart bleeds for any man or woman who served in Vietnam, because it was one of the most dishonorable chapters in American history in terms of what we were fighting for. We were fighting for nothing more or less than to decide whose economic system would prevail. And all the lies that were told to us, that if we didn't fight in Vietnam, there would be a domino effect that all the countries in the area would go to communism, which they have not. Vietnam is communist, and we have diplomatic relations and trade relations with Vietnam. And our current Secretary of State, Colin Powell, who was in the Army during the Vietnam War, has no problem going to Hanoi and dancing around the stage in his underwear as part of a theater follies that everybody thinks is a big joke. In the meantime, 58,000 names are on that wall in Washington, D.C., 58,000 Americans, and it's disgusting. So I would suggest maybe what you should do, Kyle, is just get a couple of books on Vietnam. There are so many good ones. One of the best ones is titled What They Carried, and I'm forgetting the man who wrote it, but there's all kinds of books out there. Just do a search on one of the book websites. Kyle, I've got to leave it there. I got to leave it there. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in, man. You have a nice evening.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com.
Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Most people know me for my voice, or my songs, or my hair. But most people don't know that 4 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and it wasn't the type of cancer you'd normally associate with a rock star lifestyle. It wasn't lung cancer, it wasn't liver cancer, it wasn't skin cancer. It was thyroid cancer, a cancer that today is the fastest growing fatal cancer in men, and the fastest growing cancer overall among women. A cancer that can strike anyone at any time. And as a singer, a cancer that is especially scary. It can seriously affect the vocal cords. But luckily, early detection saved my voice and my life. Ask your doctor to check your neck for thyroid cancer, whether you sing in Madison Square Garden or just in the shower. If you want to learn more about thyroid cancer, visit the Light of Life Foundation at checkyourneck.com. This is Rod Stewart. Thank you.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Welcome back, 10 before the hour. Brother Sky Blue on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're listening, pal, I don't know what happened. We got cut off there, and I know all the lines are full again. But Brother Sky, please call back in as you can. And he was in the process of introducing himself to the audience. He's a musician and a follower of the Swedish theologian. Swedenborg. What's Swedenborg's first name, Kathy? But he's a genius, Brother Sky Blue is, and he'll be calling back in again. I like to say, Brother Sky, I'm not sure exactly what happened with your call, but we'll pick you up on the next go-round. Huh? All right, where are we? Easter. Is it Easter? Is calling from Texas Easter, or is it Esther?
Hi, it's Easter.
Easter. Hi, Easter. That's an unusual name.
Well, thank you. I was just calling to make a comment about Bush. I'm not a Bush supporter, but I do think he's smarter than what a lot of people give him credit for, and I don't mean that in a nice way, but I think a lot of the stuff with him making mistakes when he speaks and, you know, just mispronouncing words, mm-hmm. or saying words like misunderestimated, I think that's really something that he and people in his administration have planned so that people who are going to vote in this election or in any election would just think that the problems that we're having aren't really a result of Bush. It's just that he's one of these guys who just believes what he's told, and, you know, he's not really that smart, and, you know, he just gets fooled. And I think that's one of the reasons why Bush is a little bit popular, but Cheney has really horrible ratings. So I think it's like it's an effort to make him seem more stupid than what he is.
Well, I think I wouldn't use the word smart, if you don't mind a disagreement here, Easter. I would say he is calculating. I have no doubt that George W. Bush is calculating. He's sneaky. He's sly. But I do believe he's just dumber than a sack full of doorknobs. This is a very, very, very ignorant man.
Okay.
And the entire family is ignorant. All of them. Third, fourth, fifth generation. They're all stupid as dirt. Now, as far as his mispronunciations and his malaprops and stuff like that, I don't think that's calculated. There's a book out called The Bush Dyslexicon, written by Mark Crispin Miller, that explains whenever Bush is talking about death and destruction, he's very articulate. When he's talking about social issues like employment or the environment or whatever, or Leave No Child Behind, or education, or any of this stuff, he becomes a bumbling, stumbling fool because those are things he is not the least bit interested in. But when he talks about death and murder and mayhem and war and destruction, he becomes very clear and very articulate because he is a man who embraces death. He loves death, as long as it's somebody else's. He loves to see people die. He is a giggling murderer.
But not to hold you on too long, but did you ever hear about the fact that when he was sending the soldiers to war, he was actually he went and he made the announcement that he was going to send them to war, but before he went on TV, Yahoo, the internet company, Yahoo.com.
He pumped his hand in the air and he was acting like somebody right before a football game. Yes.
Yeah. It feels good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. There's a video out with him doing that. Don't forget, he's a punk, he's a cheerleader, he's an ignorant man, and he's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Extremely dangerous.
I feel sorry for those troops that have to go to war like that. You know, it's sad that he would be happy sending troops to war, knowing that they'd be killed. You know, but
I hear you. Well, like he said, he hit the trifecta. He had a terrorist attack, he had a recession, and what was the third thing? He was extremely happy that he could be a toy war president. This man is a danger, and he needs to be removed from office. Easter, thanks for checking in.
Right.
I appreciate you calling. You have a nice weekend.
All right. Bye.
Okay, take care. Tony's calling from North Carolina. Tony, thanks for holding on. Appreciate it. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? I love you to death. I love to watch your show and hear your show.
Yeah.
You go on. You fight hard. I'm going to fight hard right beside you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm right here in North Carolina. I'm so mad. I'm so upset. I'm like you. I'm like a fall-out man I am because of the fact John Kerry came to North Carolina, and I ain't seen him on television. I wonder who running his campaign. I didn't see him on C-SPAN. I didn't see him on PMS. Not PMS, Lord. Public Broadcasting Network. I haven't seen him on that. I said, no, are you going to do town hall media? You need to be on local television. You got to run around this media. This media is running this so-called Swiss Bowl campaign because of rating. They know ain't no truth in that. They get want the rating. You know it, and I know it, too. I wonder if the Sunday Talk Show going to talk about what you just said down in Florida about Joe Bush's brother now organizing the campaign down there. I wonder if it's going to catch them in the cookie jar. I bet they're not going to talk about it on the Sunday Talk Show. Well, I hope they do. I hope y'all guys put them to talk about that on the Sunday Talk Show. And like I say, if you're going to be on top college tour and stuff like that, he needs to be on television. He needs to get out there, get on C-SPAN.
Right. Well, I hear you, Tony. Tony, yo, I hear you, and I certainly do agree with you.
He needs to get him around the media and get on C-SPAN, get on Public Broadcasting Network, and get on Harbaugh and run his campaign that way. When they passed Bill Clinton, he didn't go at the media. He went around the media.
That's right. Tony, you're driving me crazy. Slow down a little bit.
I love you.
All right, man, you fast talkers, back off just a little bit. You make me insane. It's Friday night. Pause. Take a breath.
Okay. I'm upset.
Lord have mercy. Calm down. You've never met a period or a colon or a semicolon or a comma that you were friends with, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, man. Be cool. Come
I love
on.
You.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, thanks, Tony. I'll talk to you next time. Come on, y'all. Use periods, okay? End your sentences. Damn. It's not just Tony. Whew. Wear me out. Make my ears bleed with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear what you've got to say. I definitely do. But please, give me a break. Paula is calling from New Jersey. Hey, Paula.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I hate them, too.
Yes.
I hate them so much.
Oh,
I'm so
Lord.
I was trying to quit smoking.
Oh, yeah?
And forget it. Today was just, it was gone.
I hear you.
You know?
I
but
know.
I was watching Spitball, as Randy Rhodes calls it, tonight, and
yeah.
Mrs. Greenspan was hosting.
Oh, what's her name?
Andrea Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell, yeah.
And they were discussing the ad. She had Tom Oliphant from the Boston Globe was on.
Yeah, he's
some
good.
Jerk,
I like him.
Some jerk from the Congressional Review. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
And some other guy.
Yeah.
But how did the context in which they discussed the ad was not the credibility of the men making the allegations, but the use of 527s in this election and how bad it is and how the Democrats are doing it more.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't watch it. I had to shut it off.
And Oliphant just sat there and participated
yes,
in that?
I was really, you know.
Hey, like, Paula, we got a break here. You want to hold on? You've only been talking for less than a minute. You want to hold on?
No problem.
All right. I'll put you on hold and come back to you right after the break. Brother Sky Blue, please call back in. I don't know what happened, man. We need you to call back in. All right, final hour of the program coming up. Stick around, okay? All right, this is Air America Radio.
It seems like everyone knows someone who found their love on Match.com. Yep, all around you, neighbors, coworkers, friends are meeting with success using Match.com's exclusive total attraction matching system. Now it's your turn to be first in line for love. Take Match.com's one-of-a-kind personality test free and come and get the love meant just for you.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has filed a complaint against the group responsible for TV ads attacking his military service during Vietnam. The complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission says there is overwhelming evidence that the group, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, is illegally coordinating its activities with President Bush's re-election campaign. White House spokesman Scott McClellan called Kerry's complaint frivolous.
You know, he just appeared to be angry and lose his cool, and then he used that to launch into false and baseless attacks against the president. You know, his losing his cool shouldn't be an excuse to falsely attack the president.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader will not appear on the Virginia ballot. That's the word from the Virginia Board of Elections today. Election officials say the Nader camp did not meet state requirements for signatures on petitions. Nader finds out Monday whether he'll be on the Illinois ballot in November. That state election board ruled Thursday that he should not be on the ballot after more than 12,000 of his signatures were successfully contested by the state Democratic Party. A federal judge has the final say on the matter and is expected to rule on Monday morning.
In Iraq, militiamen loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr apparently remain in control of the Imam Ali Mosque, where they took refuge from U.S. troops nearly 2 weeks ago. Earlier, Iraq's interim government said it had put down the uprising in the city of Najaf without firing a shot, but police later contradicted that statement. Meanwhile, three officers were killed after an explosion at a police station in the southern city of Nasiriyah. An officer at the scene says it appears that a rocket hit the building. And an Iraqi militant group holding an American journalist hostage say they will release him later this afternoon. The group loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a statement saying they are releasing Micah Garen because he opposes Bush administration policies. An aide to Sadr called on Garen's captors today to release him because of his criticism of U.S. government and military. The statement appeared on an extremist Islamic website often used by militant groups in Iraq. But the statement fell short of saying where the American would be released. The anti-war group Answer was in court today, demanding that New York City grant them a permit to rally in Central Park 2 days before the Republican National Convention. The group wants to hold a rally of 75,000 on the Great Lawn, but have been denied permits by the city. The rally is scheduled for Saturday, August 28th. On Tuesday, the group United for Peace and Justice will make another appearance in state Supreme Court in their ongoing battle with the city. They are demanding the city grant them a permit to hold a rally for over a quarter of a million people in the park the day before the convention on Sunday, August 29th. American swimmer Michael Phelps has decided to end his 2004 Summer Olympics schedule early and not swim in today's 4x100-meter medley relay final. Ian Crocker will take Phelps' spot and swim the butterfly in today's race. But despite not participating in the finals, Phelps will still win a medal if the U.S. team finishes in one of the top three spots. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Friday on the Al Franken Show, are you tired of best-of shows that sound a little something like this? What's coming up next? What? Another reporter from The Nation? Damn it, can we get any guests from some other f***ing magazine? Well, say goodbye to boring, inept, and violent best-of shows. John Dean, Maureen Dowd, Henry Kissinger, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Friday on the Al Franken Show.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. 6:30. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. All right, back to Paula in New Jersey, who was kind enough to hold on. Paula,
hey,
welcome back. Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
So I was. We were discussing cross hardball.
Spitball.
Spitball, as Randy Rhodes called it.
Right.
I was so annoyed. I think, why aren't they? I think the credibility of these men should be discussed.
Sure.
And driven home, and the, you know what I mean? The fact that many of them have changed their stories over the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had a problem with what John Kerry did, why didn't they bring it up then?
Well, of course. Well, did you see the story in the New York Times today? It began on the front page, and it's a huge article. If you haven't read it, go to newyorktimes.com or nytimes.com and check it out. Because finally, the New York Times has tried to put out there the truth about this entire situation. Plus, they have a flow chart that shows the interconnectedness between Karl Rove and these thugs who call themselves Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. So if you haven't seen it, it starts on the front page of New York Times this morning, Friday morning's edition. It's there. And if you don't have the paper, go to the website. Trust me.
Well, I saw, actually was watching Washington Journal this morning as well.
Yeah.
When Brian Lamb was Brian Lamb was taking calls about it.
Yeah, what's up with Brian Lamb? I thought he was a sensible man. Isn't he the one that started C-SPAN?
Yeah.
What was this?
I didn't see Michelle Malkin on it. I was unfortunate enough to watch her on Bill Maher last week.
Oh.
So I didn't see. I just saw when he was taking calls, and that's what started my. That's what, you know, really got me angry. That's what started it, and it just kind of built up throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, I was watching it early in the morning. I think it's the last segment of the program when he had Michelle Malkin on. But anyway.
Oh, it's just so aggravating.
I know. I hear you. Hey, listen, Paula, thank you for checking in.
Thanks a lot, Mike. You have a great night.
Okay, you too. There's a essay by in the current issue of Harper's by he's one of my favorite writers. Oh my God! Somebody help me. Somebody email me, please. The editor of Lewis Lapham. Don't email. Just drawing a complete. I get so sick of these senior moments. I really do, and I guess I just continue. Actually, they're not senior moments. They're Molly moments. Baby bonkers. You know, but Lewis Lapham has a lengthy article about this fungus, this jellyfish, this mini-headed hydra that is the Republican attack and destroy machine. But I just want to quote a couple of sentences that's towards the end of the essay. The debacle in Iraq, like the deliberate impoverishment of the American middle class, bears witness to the shoddiness of the intellectual infrastructure on which a once democratic republic has come to stand. He's talking about us. Morality deemed more precious than liberty, faith-based policies and initiatives ordained superior to common sense. As long ago as 1964, even William F. Buckley understood that the thunder on the conservative right amounted to little else except the sound and fury of middle-aged infants banging silver spoons, demanding to know why they didn't have more toys, more time, more soup. When Buckley was asked that year what the country could expect if it so happened that Goldwater was elected president, he said, quote, "That might be a serious problem," end quote. Get Harper's. Read this lengthy essay by Lewis Lapham. It's a current issue that's out right now. It's just one more piece of evidence regarding the crime that has been committed against this country by the Republican right and the religious, the Protestant evangelical religious right. It's just one more piece of the horrible, hideous evidence of what they have done to this country. We We can't let it continue, can we? I don't know if we're past the point of no return. I honestly don't know and won't know until this crew of miscreants is run out of Washington on November 2nd and to see if they willingly leave. And if they don't, I mean, if there is something, you know, it's going to be, I hope, in this country, it's going to be like Yugoslavia after Milosevic was defeated and refused to leave the parliament building. You know what happened then? Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Long live the liberals.
Indeed.
And I'm one of them.
There you
Sky
go.
Blue must have been sucking on some pretty powerful stuff that melted his phone line.
I guess. I don't know what happened to Brother Sky Blue, but he'll call back in.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to.
Good to hear from him again.
Part of the program, yeah.
You know, at the end of this month, I don't know, 31st, there's a primary election going on in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already playing games with those poor states that got slam-basted by Hurricane Charley.
I know.
The one part of the article that I read, yesterday, is they've got cell phones set up so that they can verify eligibility. They don't have electricity. They don't have, you know, they don't have all the polling places set because some of them were blown away, literally. But they got a cell phone where they can check on whether you're an eligible voter or not.
Okay.
We got to watch these buggers. I tell you, they're like cockroaches. They're everywhere. But what I called about, I saw.
Yeah, what you really called about.
Yeah. Did you see who's going to be the keynote speaker for the Republican convention?
Oh, sure. The apostate Senate, former governor and soon-to-be former senator from Georgia, Al Miller. Let me quote for you. Listen up here, Marge. This is Zell Miller. Steve Weiss sent this to me. This is Zell Miller on John Kerry. This is remarks to the Democratic Party of Georgia at the Jefferson Jackson dinner in 2001. Zell Miller says, "My job tonight is an easy one, to present to you one of the nation's authentic heroes, one of this party's best known and greatest leaders, and a good friend. He was once a lieutenant governor. But he didn't stay in that office 16 years like someone else I know." He's referring to himself. Mm. "It took just 2 years before the people of Massachusetts moved him to the United States Senate in 1984. In his 16 years in the Senate, John Kerry has fought against government waste and worked hard to bring some accountability to Washington. Early in his Senate career in 1986, John signed on to the Graham Rudman Hollings deficit reduction bill, and he fought for balanced budgets before it was considered politically correct for Democrats to do so. John Kerry has worked to strengthen our military, reform public education, boost the economy, and protect the environment." Now, Marge, that's what he said about John Kerry 3 years ago. Now, what do you suppose has changed in the 3 years? Nothing, except Zell Miller. Zell Miller has become a groveling little whore who wants nothing more than to have his 15 minutes of fame, and he got it. Now, if you can, anybody out there who can go to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution online, ajc.com, and look at the column in today's paper by Ben Jones, former congressman from Georgia and cooter, on Deuce of Hazard. You remember Ben Jones. And a good friend of mine, I've known Ben for probably 15 years now, did a fundraiser at my house for him one time. And Chris, my son, who's now 26, was about 10 years old at the time, and he just about fainted when he saw Cooter walk through the front door. But Ben Jones has a column on Zell Miller about Zell Miller's treachery and a serious case of turncoatism. And it's in today's Journal Constitution. If people have a computer, go to ajc.com and look for the column on today's op-ed page by Ben Jones if you want to see something that is really hysterical.
What I was just hoping, you know, hang on to that statement that he made how long ago? 2000?
2001, yeah, 2001.
And then let's see and compare it to what he's going to say at the convention.
Yeah,
that
well,
ought to be interesting.
If he's the keynote speaker at a convention that is sucking up to and honoring somebody who's running against Kerry, I just wonder. You know, Zell Miller has really flipped out. I used to write about him. I supported him. I liked him. And now I think, I don't know what happened to him. He's sold out. He's a total sellout. Hey, Marge, have a good weekend. Thanks for checking
in. Yeah, you too. Take care.
All right, take care. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. But it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up. Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Thank you.
21 past the hour. Louis is calling from Canada. Louis, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Let me start off by insulting you because you don't have a voice half as sexy as that of Randy Rhoads.
Well, and I'm not one-tenth as sexy as she really is.
How's that for a starter?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. There's rumors both in Canada and in the other side of the Atlantic, like I lived for 2.5 years in Europe, that there's been efforts by the Republicans to postpone the elections in case there's terrorist threats.
Right. Sure.
And there's been a number of articles being published on both sides of the Atlantic, right? But you guys are not discussing it. Like, why? Like, are you afraid of it, or what's happening?
No, because if this criminal regime that runs this country now, if they pull a stunt like that, I do feel that the American public will be so broken into pieces that we may have another civil war here. And I mean that because there is a dedicated 50 million of us who understand that George Bush was not elected to the presidency. There's another 50 million who couldn't care less. They're robots. They're animatrons. They're pod people. I don't know what the hell they are, but they have no respect for truth, honor, decency, or political truth. So I don't know how they will react. Most of those people who support George Bush, in my opinion, are cowardly. So they might just stay in their homes and suck their thumbs. But I will guarantee you that if this country sees a second presidential election stolen, there will be hell to pay. Now, I'm hoping that it will be nonviolent. It'll just be what it was when I keep referring to what happened in Yugoslavia. At the end of the war between Yugoslavia, the attack on Yugoslavia by NATO, and when they had the elections, and Milosevic lost the election to Kusturica, or however his name was pronounced, and Milosevic refused to leave. And 300,000 people showed up on the steps of parliament and more or less said to him, "Get your ass out of here." Now, I hope, and he did, I hope that it would be that peaceful in this country if 50 million of us who don't support this man, Bush, or anything he stands for, or anything his party stands for, if we believe that the second presidential election in a row is stolen by these thugs. I'll tell you, Louis, I hope it's peaceful, but I will tell you that the American people will not tolerate it.
I think you missed the point, though, because the point is that the Republicans are taking steps towards being able to delay the election.
No. I don't listen. Wait a minute. Louis. Stop. I don't miss the point, okay? I understand the point. We are not going to talk about the possibility of a stolen election in this country. We understand down here what has happened. We understand that all the ducks are in order to steal this election. We understand that the possibility of a false terrorist alert is a real possibility.
We understand.
Stop a minute, Louis. Damn it. We understand that an attack could be engineered that has nothing to do with terrorism and everything to do with the Bush crime family. So we do not misunderstand. We do not miscalculate. We thoroughly understand. We are just not going to talk about it. We're going to wait and see if our system is strong enough to throw these thugs out of office. Okay? So I don't want you assuming that because we're not talking about it, we're not aware of it. You get
no,
my point?
It's fine. But, you know, we're just scared of what's going to happen if there's, like, a big report on TV, like on CNN, saying, oh, there's a threat that there's going to be a terrorist attack. So, therefore, we have to postpone the election. So, November election's not valid anymore.
Won't happen.
We've got to postpone it because, like, the Republicans are behind in the polls.
No, won't happen.
That is the whole point. They're behind the polls, so they want to postpone the election because they know that they cannot possibly win in November.
All right, Louis, thank you. I appreciate the call. Now, let me say again, that will not happen in this country. The election coming up November 2nd, if CNN or MSNBC or whoever it is takes a directive from any member of the Bush crime family and broadcasts it that says, well, a terrorist attack is a possibility, so we're going to suspend the election, that will not happen. At that moment, the people of the United States will rise up and put an end to this craziness. Okay? Trust me on that. And the reason I know that to be true is because we know that the threat of these terrorist attacks is a lie. Every single one of these threats since Bush took office has been a lie. It's to manipulate the American public. It's to inject fear. It's to make it easier for the Bush crime family to govern, since they do not have a plan or a program in any aspect of governance. They use fear. Just like the Nazi regime used fear against the German people. There, just example after example. Now, if truly a terrorist attack were to occur in this country, not unlike what happened on September 11, 2001, the American people will throw Bush out of office anyway, because for the second time, the scum will have allowed it to happen. So even if there is a legitimate terrorist attack, or there's a threat of a terrorist attack, or it's all made up, it doesn't matter. The American people are going to remove George Bush from office legally and peacefully as long as that's an option. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
I'm too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Crazy with sweat.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate.
Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The Steve Earle Show.
This is Steve Earle. What is the world coming to when they give a commie hillbilly a radio show? It's a show where my favorite people play their favorite music and talk about what needs to change and what we're going to do about it. Sundays on Air America Radio, the revolution starts now.
The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Yeah! 27 before the hour. Got an email here from Carlos, who points out there were Italian and German Americans who were interned during World War II in this country. Carlos writes, the numbers aren't as great as the Japanese Americans, but significant nonetheless. Also, the United States requested South American governments to arrest their citizens of Japanese, Italian, and German descent, such as Japanese Peruvians. Another bizarre historical factoid that I hadn't been aware of is that the U.S. apparently swapped internees with the Germans between 1942 and 1945 in return for American civilians detained by the Germans. Well, thanks, Carlos. You know, I've said before, I have probably the most literate and investigative audience in talk radio. So thanks for the correction, Carlos. I appreciate it. Okay, where are we? Who's calling there from Tennessee? Robert from Tennessee. Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike. I haven't talked to you since your last show on IE.
That's been a long time. It's
been a long time. I've been listening every night, though, and I'm really happy you're here. And congratulations to you and Kathy.
Well, thank you.
Molly came in with her music already.
Yes, she
Molly
did.
Molly Malloy.
Okay, Molly Malloy.
That's great. Listen, I called for two things. Once, I know you're the man, and I don't want to be in any way disrespectful, but you're mispronouncing something.
Okay.
You say right wing.
Yes.
It's not. It's Reich. Reich wing. Oh.
Well, I have trouble with that CH sound in the back of my throat, but okay, I concede the point.
Okay, right wing. Well, I called because I want to offer a syllogism, and the screener in... Air America didn't know what a syllogism was, so maybe I ought to explain it. It's a simplest logic exercise. Socrates was the one who made famous man is mortal, Joe is a man,
Joe
is
mortal. Right.
I have one for us.
All right.
War is hell. Bush sent Americans to war. Bush sent Americans to hell.
Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
Good job. Keep it up, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you checking in, Robert. Thanks a lot. David is calling from Idaho. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, doing fine, sir.
I'm kind of parallel to the whole thing. I'm 59 years old, about the same age as John Curry. I was a first lieutenant in Vietnam in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the Mekong Delta, which is the same place as there. I also live in Ketchum, Idaho, where John Curry just left. He has a summer home here, and he rests here. My son was rescued from a cliff about 4 years ago because we have a fantastic first responder people, which they were supported by the Heinz Curry people.
What happened to your son, David?
He was climbing on the ski mountain.
Oh, okay.
And he fell.
And he fell, and he needed to be rescued.
Yeah, and in 5 minutes, there were 35 people there, and the first person to meet him was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 years before that, the Currys had donated $500,000 to the first responders in the county.
Wow.
No, we really, it's the kind of feeling that these people are going to help us. And that's what he stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hasn't been that long ago, David, when the American public, the majority of the American public, saw government as a helper, as part of our system that helped small businesses, that helped old people, that helped students, that helped people who wanted to go into the military, that helped people that wanted to have an education. In other words, government was an entity that worked with the American people because it was of, by, and for the American people. And what the Republicans have done, they have convinced a majority, an honest-to-God majority of Americans, that government is the enemy. We are the enemy. This is like the old pogo thing. I've met the enemy, and he is us. And I don't understand. I swear before whatever God anybody believes in, I don't understand how the American public have come to see government as its enemy. I'm the first to admit that government sometimes is plodding and stupid and slow, and there are certain things that the so-called free enterprise or the private system can do better than government. But government's function is to assist. It's to keep a lock on predatory capitalism. And I think that's one of its functions. And I think that's one of the reasons the Republicans have demonized government, because the Republicans don't give a damn how predatory capitalism can get unless it predates them. If it comes after them, then they scream bloody murder and they whine and they jam their thumbs in their mouths and start banging their spoons on the table and demanding, you know, help me, help me. But I don't understand how government has been turned into this enemy of the people when it's not. It simply isn't.
I agree. We in 1968, I got to the Officers Club in the Mekong Delta, and I walked in there, and I sat down. It was about the third day there,
mm-hmm.
And there's the 18-year-old warrant officer, helicopter pilot, and I'm just sitting there, and the first one said, well, he was on a mission, they got shot at, and the other one said, well, anybody got hurt? And the guy said, no, killed a gook, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I've read Mark Twain, and I knew it was going to be a bad year. But, and I come back, in the history, and I see the congressional testimony by Curry, and he talks about the racial part between Americans against Caucasians, or Americans against Orientals.
Right.
And it was so eloquent, and it talked about government the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It talked about and where it went wrong, and I feel that that Curry really thinks, and I'm, you know, and I'm for it, that that he can be as in the same stature as Lincoln, and that that he can really do something.
Yeah, I hope that's the case, and I believe that's the case. David, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Take care. Valerie is calling from Florida. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I am so disgusted with this administration, and I believe if anyone votes for this man, we will have four more years of corruption, war, lies, and scandal. I wouldn't, as a woman, trust Bush as far as I could throw him. He was never qualified for this job. Was dishonest from the start. He stole the election. And may I say, and thank you for letting me vent my aggravation, I say to all true and honest Americans, Republicans and Democrats, to stop Bush now from destroying our country and any others.
Yeah.
John Kerry, who is a honest, experienced, intelligent, strong, positive, kind, I think he will be a great president and a great leader. And I pray for Kerry in a landslide. And I thank you, Mike, for your honesty and your truthful show.
Well, thanks for checking in, Valerie. I appreciate it. You take care, okay? And have a good weekend. Charles is calling from Fairfield County. He's our bureau chief there. Hey, Charles.
Hello again, Mike.
Hi.
And somebody again brought up the George, isn't that the stupid routine? And, you know, as we know, he kills and eats the babies.
Yeah, that's right.
But you were talking last night about the journalists of the major media, and I've heard several of them define what they do as perspective, telling us how we should view something.
Uh-huh.
Now, isn't that the job of an editorialist?
Well, sure.
Because I thought it was just, you know, give me the facts, yes, the facts, ma'am, I'll give the perspective myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I think journalism is taught in J school. That was the original idea. That's why journalists labeled themselves, or somebody labeled them, as the fourth estate, aside from the other three. This was to be the group that kept the other three, and it wasn't judicial, executive, and legislative. That's not what they're referring to. The fourth estate referred to not the fourth branch of government, not the fourth, but it had to do with class divisions. It had to do with well, somebody will send it to me. I can be a little bit more precise. But the fourth estate, their position was they would keep the other three honest. They would report to the American public what was going on so that we could make informed decisions. Now, it's not just these times that the media or the press has really fallen down on the job. In the early periods of this country, yellow journalism, the horrible stuff that was published and printed. But the idea was that as we matured as a country, we would have writers and journalists who also matured with us. And we've gotten to the point now where it's just into the sludge. Let me put you on hold, Charles. I'll come back to you. Here's another break. Man, we have a lot of breaks, Kathy. What the hell is going on? Oh, okay. Got to pay the bills? Oh, okay. All right, Charles, hold on. I'll come back to you in a minute. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy.
My mind to an endless tune, and they took my only son from me. I know it's true. Oh, so true. 'Cause I saw it on TV.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog, like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on, and oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
In the shuffling madness, I'm the locomotive breath. The all-time loser, headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow.
It's about 10 before the hour. Hey, do a good deed this weekend, Truth Seekers. Try to convert a freeper, okay? Just grab some Republican and... try to slap some sense into him. That's the second thing to do. First, try to talk some sense into him. Also want to say, again, like we try to do every night, thanks to Tim Einenkow for answering the phones in New York for us, screening the calls. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York City. Catherine Bay. Oh, God, I forgot your name, honey. Catherine Bay produced here in Atlanta. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota, and Ben Birch archives the program at whiterosesociety.org. Don't forget to visit airamericaradio.com. Go to the company website, will you please? All right, thank you. Now, back to Charles in Fairfield County. He's our bureau chief. All right, Charles, wrap it up for me.
Yeah, I wanted to, as a bureau chief, I wanted to give something about Connecticut quickly that seemed to have gone by the wayside really quickly. It was reported here, but I haven't heard it anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Our former governor... those who don't know, is the founding family of Connecticut. This is not, you know, not Bush or Cheney, but there's no shortage of funds.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted his friends to pay for things like hot tubs or, you know, have his house remodeled, really petty, stupid things like that.
Right.
And so he resigns, like Richard Nixon, either I'll walk out so you can impeach me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's asking people to give him money for his defense fund.
Right.
And our Attorney General, Blumenthal, has pointed out to him that, you know, you're no longer a governor. If you're going to act like a charity case, you have to sign up as a charity.
Okay. Now, what has this got to do about with what we're talking about tonight, Charles?
Nothing. I just wanted people
well,
to know.
Everybody who's listening who doesn't live in Connecticut really doesn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Tough on them.
Okay. Well, thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Oh. You know, sometimes folks, you know, when you're calling from wherever you're calling from, you know, try to keep it global. You know, you get specific about some of this stuff, you know, and I lose listeners, and I don't like that. You know, I don't want to talk about, that's why I don't go off about stuff that happens here in Georgia. Like, who cares, you know, unless you live in Georgia. It's okay. Or it's Zell Miller. But, no, that's all right, Charles. It's cool. I'm not spanking you or anything of the sort. I'm just saying, come on, folks. This is a national program. It's carried coast to coast, border to border, across the Fruited Plain. So when you do call, and God bless you for calling, you know, without your phone calls, there'd be no program here. This is a caller-driven program, except when I go nuts with these rants, okay? But when you do call in, remember, punctuation. There are things called periods, colons, semicolons, commas. You know what I'm saying? And keep it so that, you know, if you're calling from Pennsylvania, make it so somebody in Texas will want to stay listening to what you've got to say and to this program. Right? Okay? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you do. You do. You know you do. Am I being lectury, Kathy? Kathy's looking at me through the glass here like, Well, what the hell? I came onto this network 3 weeks ago and never, you know, sat here and said, okay, now this is the way I want to do the program. But this is the way I want to do the program, all right? I love what you people have to say. You're smart, you're articulate, and you're a great audience. And I think we all work well together. What the hell is this, a seminar? We all work well together. But, you know, in a minute we're going to sing the first line of Kumbaya, all right? But, you know, we got to work together on this. Work with me, folks. Work with me here, okay? Okay, thank you. Carol is calling from Texas. Hey, Carol. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I had a couple things that I wanted to talk to you about. But first I want to say real quick that I like your station, and I wish you would pick up some station down here so I can listen to you in the car.
We're
going to
do it. We're going
to
do it. Air America eventually is going to be in every market in the country. So it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Second, there are a lot more Texans for Kerry than you think. And guess what? We don't have yard signs down here.
You don't?
Nope. I've called Tarrant County. I've called the state. I've called the national. And we can't get yard signs. Come on now.
You probably don't want to have it, or somebody, some night riders will come by and burn you out.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well,
I want a yard sign.
I hear you.
Actually, I want about four, so when they steal one, I can replace the one they stole.
I hear that, too.
Okay, now, getting down to what I called about, tort reform.
Okay, we got a minute.
Okay, I'm from Texas. Okay, yeah. Bush instigated tort reform. That was the first thing he did. He called a special session for emergency tort reform here.
Uh-huh.
We do not have lower insurance rates for it.
Right.
Okay, next, Swift Boat Veterans.
Yeah.
Didn't Bush say himself that he feels that Kerry's service was noble?
Well, he did, but that's
okay,
only because...
Okay, so he's lying.
Yeah, well, Karl Rove told him to say it. But, see, that's what gives George Bush cover. Then he can say, Karl Rove can say, or simple Scotty McClellan can say, well, we don't need to disavow Swift Boat Veterans for Truth because we've already said that his service was noble and so on and so forth. That's how they give themselves cover.
Okay, so then Bush just tells what people he says
sure.
What people tell him to say.
Sure. He says that, and then these thugs can continue their assault on a decent, honorable human being, John Kerry. And Scotty McClellan can say, well, now we, and go through his nonsense.
It appears to me that somebody's lying.
Well, sure. Well,
either
who do you think is?
Either the best are lying, or Bush is lying. Which is it?
Well, which one do you think?
Well, I know. I'm just saying, in response to the thugs, which one is lying? Give me an answer.
Well, I think all of them. I think every Swift Boat thug and Bush and Rove and Scott McClellan and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice and Rumsfeld. You want me to keep going?
No, I agree. Okay. Agreed, man, agreed.
All right.
All I'm saying is that if he's going to come out to the American public and say, I think that Kerry's service was noble, well, then why don't you denounce the ad?
Yeah, no kidding.
And
no
he's
kidding.
Not doing that.
I know.
Okay, so that's all I wanted to say, and I appreciate your time, and I hope you get a station down here soon.
I hope so, too. Carol, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. We're out of time, right? I don't have time to take another caller. If you're on hold, I'm sorry. We just flat ran out of time tonight, okay? All right. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, I don't know if I said hug a freeper. What did we say? We said convert a freeper, right? Find somebody whose brain is all full of Republican poison and save them, okay? Think about that. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care. Be careful. Drive safely. Use your seatbelt. Stop smoking and cut back on the carbs. Anything else? I'm Mike Malloy. I'll see you Monday night on the Air America Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has filed a complaint against the group responsible for TV ads attacking his military service during Vietnam. The complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission says there is overwhelming evidence that the group, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, is illegally coordinating its activities with President Bush's re-election campaign. White House spokesman Scott McClellan called Kerry's complaint frivolous.
Yeah, he just appeared to be angry and lose his cool, and then he used that to launch into false and baseless attacks against the president. His losing his cool shouldn't be an excuse to falsely attack the president.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader will not appear on the Virginia ballot. That's the word from the Virginia Board of Elections today. Election officials say the Nader camp did not meet state requirements for signatures on petitions. Nader finds out Monday whether he'll be on the Illinois ballot in November. That state election board ruled Thursday that he should not be on the ballot after more than 12,000 of the signatures were successfully contested by the state Democratic Party. A federal judge has the final say on the matter and is expected to rule on Monday morning.
In Iraq, militiamen loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr apparently remain in control of the Imam Ali Mosque, where they took refuge from U.S. troops nearly 2 weeks ago. Earlier, Iraq's interim government said it had put down the uprising in the city of Najaf without firing a shot, but police later contradicted that statement. Meanwhile, three officers were killed after an explosion at a police station in the southern city of Nasiriyah, and